بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذاكرين الله كثير والذاكرات صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders It is through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have gathered here And these gatherings of dhikrullah As mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are gardens of Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا فِيهَا When you go past by the gardens of Jannah, then sit therein. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ What are the gardens of Jannah? What are you referring to? قَالَ حِلَقُ الذِّكْرِ He said, the majlises of dhikrullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity again, and we can see how rapidly the days are moving. It was as though last week Thursday was yesterday. One week has passed so quickly, like that the months are going past, the year will go past. So let us make the best of our lives that we have and these opportunities that Allah has given us to spiritually cleanse ourselves. Dhikr ka naga, dil ka hai faqa. O Mashaykh, Abu Zughanuddin say, the person misses out his dhikrullah, he's not punctual. Now and then he makes dhikr only. So he's not consistent, he's not punctual, he's not making his dhikrullah daily. Then in essence, he's starving his ruh from the spiritual food that it should be getting. The spiritual food, the vitamins, the supplements that our ruh requires is dhikrullah. Without dhikrullah, this ruh will become dead. It will not be nourished. Like how the battery becomes flat and dead. Like that the spiritual heart will become dead. When the spiritual heart will become dead, then our limbs of our body will also become dead spiritually. Then we will not be doing that which Allah Ta'ala wants. We will be moving towards haram. Our eyes will see haram. Our ears will hear haram. Our hands will touch haram. Our feet will go towards haram. But when the spiritual heart is given its nourishment, then it becomes charged. And when it becomes charged, then it helps the person to eradicate all the filth and the stains that had come onto the heart. Like any utensil that we have, our mothers and sisters at home will understand that when they have a big pot or a deg, and whatever utensils they have, sometimes there are some stains and very stubborn stains come on, settle onto that pot. And they have to scrub it and pour the liquid, the soap, and use the water to cleanse that pot and to make it sparkle and shine again. Nobody wants to use a dirty pot, a pot that is filthy, water has collected there. We can still see the remains of the food, of the tarkari, whatever it was, the gravy. And for days it was just left like that, flies have come, settled upon it. There's a smell coming out from there. Nobody will use the same pot to cook some more food. It has to be cleansed, it has to be washed. And when this heart is then pured and purified, it becomes charged, it becomes serviced. Then a person, now he becomes a true zakir, where his limbs will go towards halal and that which is permissible. His eyes will only want to see that which is halal. The moment something haram comes in front of him, he will lower his gaze. She will lower her gaze. He will not look towards that haram. If there are any temptations that is drawing him and attracting him towards haram, he will refrain from it. Why? His heart has been spiritually charged. Dhikrullah ka naga dil ka hai faqa. So when the dhikrullah is not made consistently, then there will be faqa. Faqa means poverty. The spiritual heart will suffer poverty. But if dhikrullah is made constantly, then we will find that the ruh is now bright, it is shining, it is strong, it has been given its nourishment, it can produce and good effects. And then that is what we see, the effects on our a'mal. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. We are going to continuously mention with the tawfiq of Allah ta'ala, the ahmiyat, the importance of dhikrullah. The dhikrullah has to become part and parcel of our life, every day of our life. So beautiful it is to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much of time we spend in taking names of others and talking other futile things of this dunya. But imagine we spend some time taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is so beautiful, so beautiful. So soothing, so soothing. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Nothing else that we take the name of or we talk about in this world, any worldly thing, that will bring us that itminan. No matter what problems the person has, but when he makes the dhikr of Allah and he is concentrating on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power and qudrat, the azmat and the kibriya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll feel itminan, he'll feel the peace, tranquility, serenity. He will feel some enjoyment, ecstasy in his heart, because he's taking the most blessed name. He's bringing that onto his tongue. The effects of that goes down deep into his heart. And then he becomes the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to become dhakirin Allah kathira wa dhakirat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما. یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں، ہم سیاہکار ہیں، ہم بدکار ہیں، ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں. یا اللہ یا اللہ we have committed too many gunas in our life my اللہ. یا اللہ گناز اپن گناز اپن گناز my اللہ. اے مالک کریم but your mercy my اللہ is far more beyond ya Allah and it is more powerful my Allah, it is more vast ya Allah than our gunas my Allah. Ya Allah your rahmat ya Allah is awsa' min dhunubina my Allah, your maghfirat your mercy my Allah. Ya Allah it supersedes ya Allah whatever gunas we could have done my Allah and what we may do my Allah. It is nothing compared to your vast mercies my Allah. Ey maliki kareem we ask you from that vast mercies of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, to forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Whatever gunas we have done, my Allah. We have abandoned those gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling that nadamat, that shame, my Allah. Ya Allah, the regret and the remorse for having committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise you, my Allah, to the best of our ability, we will not go back to those gunas. Ya Allah, we know we have made tawbah before, but we broke the tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are so kind that even though we made this tawbah, and we slipped again, but my Allah, we are turning again to you, my Allah. We know you are still prepared to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did the hadith ago, my Allah. Ya Allah, where you spread your hands at night to forgive the sinner of the day. Ya Allah, and you spread your hands in the day to forgive the sinner of the night, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our major sins, our minor sins, whatever sins we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah, knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, san ku maaf. Don't make us go back to those gunas. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. Grant us the taqwa, my Allah. Give us that isti'adad, the ability, my Allah. The potential, my Allah. The capability, my Allah. Let us become strong now, my Allah. Don't make us become slaves of our nafs and egos, my Allah. Don't make us become slaves of our passions, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, be able to refrain from the temptations, my Allah. Allah, make us be strong and have steadfastness of taqwa, my Allah. Give us wara, my Allah. Grant us zuhd and qanaat in our lives, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your za. Give us the sweetness of iman, sweetness of ibadah, sweetness of tilawat, my Allah. Sweetness of dhikrullah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the sweetness of your tasbihat, my Allah. The sweetness of sajda, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, we are making so much of shukr to you for every ni'mat that you've given us, my Allah. Countless of ni'mat, beshumar, unginat ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially the ni'mat of iman, Islam, deen, and being the ummatis of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ability to read our salat, the menfolk with jamaat in the masjid, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, accept the salat of our woman folk also, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our masajid abad, my Allah. Bring our youngsters also to the masjid, my Allah. Those who have gone far away from the masajid, my Allah, bring them back again, my Allah. Grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, of being mustaqim on salat. Ya Allah, make us be among those who are muqimeen as salah, my Allah. And those who establish salat, those who are muqimeen salah, my Allah. Don't make us become lazy, my Allah. Don't make us become like munafiqeen, my Allah, who read the salat lazily. Ya Allah, make us be pabund on our salat, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, from unseen sources you provide for us. So many brothers, my Allah, they've lost their jobs, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got retrenchment, my Allah. Ya Maliki Kareem, they've got nothing, Ya Allah, to provide for their families now, my Allah. Ya Allah, they did not want to beg, my Allah. You provide for them the means, my Allah, from unseen, ghaibi sources, my Allah.
Those who are maqroos for debts, my Allah, help them to pay off the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, because use it in the correct way, my Allah. In such ways and avenues that you are pleased with. Don't make us waste our wealth, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, give us good health, my Allah. Allah, jo bhi bimar hai, Allah, unko shifa ata farma. So many, my Allah, are sick and ailing, my Allah. Grant them shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Allah, give them afiyat in their bodies, my Allah. Give them the taqat and tandarusti, my Allah. Protect us from all diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah, fulfill all our hajat, my Allah. We've got different types of problems, my Allah, and difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove all bala, afat and musibah that has come upon us, my Allah. Especially in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all our needs and our desires and our du'as, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. Fulfill each person's hajat and need. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-bariyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, my Allah, especially our families and friends, my Allah, Ya Allah, our relatives, my Allah, people who we knew, even those who we did not know, my Allah, Allah, especially those who passed away recently, my Allah, Allah, grant them maghfirat, my Allah, Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah, grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman. Ya Allah, maut in the condition that you are most pleased with us. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, we may be far from Madina Sharif, my Allah. But my Allah, you can create the means for us to be there, my Allah. Let our maut come to us in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. The shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, the holy Kothar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat in the company of Nabi Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially, my Allah, the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever fitnas are going to take place from now till Qiyamah, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, my Allah, protect us, my Allah. Help us to overcome those fitnas, my Allah. Don't make us become, ya Allah, maghloob, ya Allah, and overwhelmed by those fitnas, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become the means of any fitna, my Allah. Don't make us get caught into any fitna, my Allah. Protect our adults, my Allah. Ya Allah, our elderly people, my Allah. Our youngsters, my Allah. Our youth, my Allah. Our women folk, my Allah. Protect our ulama, our hafaz, my Allah. Our mashayikh, my Allah. Our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they've gone into a wrong path, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring them back onto hidayat and sirat and mustaqim, my Allah. Allah, especially those youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, they did not want to do it, my Allah. Ya Allah, they became overpowered by nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, they went into drugs or drinking alcohol, my Allah. Oh, gambling, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring them back onto a pure life, my Allah. Grant them hayatan tayyibah, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters, my Allah. Of marriageable age, my Allah. Young boys and young girls, my Allah. So many sisters, my Allah, they're becoming old by day, my Allah. And yet no suitable proposal has come for them, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, it is difficult for their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, your khazana is barpoor, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find them suitable matches and partners, my Allah. Allah, grant them barakat in the nikahs, my Allah. Allah, let our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool, farma. All those who requested duas, answer the jaiz murad also, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Allah, use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Make all our work become easy for us. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, unite our hearts, unite our hearts, my Allah.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.